Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Offside the Football Podcast. Today, we are doing a UCL special, as we do on the Mondays. Sergio, how are you doing?
I am doing good. So my boy Griezmann scored a hat trick this weekend, so feeling happy. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, actually. We won 4-0, so I can't complain. Easy peasy lemon squeezies, but we're not here to talk about the
It's
weekend.
time to get injured.
Slightly, but you should be fine for the game against Lazio, which we are going to talk about in a second. Tomorrow is obviously Champions League night. It will be Tuesday night. We've got some big games for some big teams who need to start winning, or otherwise it's looking very, very grim. To start off with tomorrow's fixture, we've got Galatasaray against Bayern Munich. Now, Sergio, what is your verdict on this?
I think Bayern Munich is going to win by a lot because the first two game weeks, they've won by one goal each time and they've struggled. And I think they need to show that against the second in the group, they can destroy them and they're the top dog and they're going through.
Yep. I think, just looking at the predicted lineup here, I'm just not very, I'm not getting excited by this team. However, it's got to be said that Icardi has scored like insane numbers this season so far.
Yeah, I mean, Galatasaray is playing very well, don't get me wrong, and they have a pretty good team on paper.
He scored two penalties in the game against Besiktas, where Oxlade-Chamberlain scored for Besiktas. We scored 10 goals and one assist in 9 games for Gala so far. So maybe he's wants to watch against Bayern. But I
He's
think
not too bad.
I agree with you. I think Bayern are going to go away. Win. I think three goal difference, two goal difference, like a 4-2, 4-1.
I mean, they won 1-0 against Copenhagen
Away.
away, and they won, what, 3-2 or 4-3 against United?
Yeah. But obviously, that if you looked at the game, you saw that United weren't actually in the game.
2-1, sorry, 2-1 against Copenhagen, not 1-1.
And against United, they were so much better than United, but United just kept on scoring lucky goals, I
But
guess.
they're kind of struggling for a clean sheets or defensive wise.
Yeah, which is strange because you say De Ligt and Upamecano and what was it all the other guys should
Davies
have to keep clean
and
sheets.
Mascarell.
Also conceded the goal against Mainz, De Ligt and Kim. But I still think their team, bro. Look at their midfield and their attack, bro. Sané, Coman, Musiala, Kimmich, Goretzka, Kane, and then the centre back partnership with Kim and De Ligt.
They have a really good team.
Have a really good team. Prediction?
3-0. Fine.
3-0 Bayern. I'm going to they are playing away. I'm going to say 2-0 Bayern. 3-1. I think they will concede because they haven't kept a clean sheet in a long time. Now, the next game in this group is very important for the big team and also for the other team. It's also a big team in Denmark. It is Man United facing off against Copenhagen. Now, Copenhagen sitting third with 1 point. If they win, they're on 4 points. Same on points if Galatasaray lose, of course, as Galatasaray. Now, if they lose, if Copenhagen win, Man United are in serious trouble.
I don't think Man United will lose. They're
No.
playing at home as well. I think at Old Trafford, they're needing a result. And, they got the win against Sheffield this weekend, only by one goal, but maybe that gets them pumped up for the game.
True. I'm just looking at this current form they're in. They're in a bit of a dip. They need like a January transfer window, someone to come in and really shake the team around. It's just so meh. What I'm saying? Like, meh. It's just not United standards. But what is
You
United standards?
see, I don't know which commentator or pundit said it, but it's like Man United wins are like a period, they come once a month.
They come for
They said
like
this.
3 good months. Well, they come for like 3 good months. So, you know how like last year they finished second? No, third. right? So they still need to, they were still good, and everybody's expecting them to do even better this year. Build upon the team they had last year, but sadly that's not the case. But prediction, this game, 9 o'clock kickoff, CET, as we said, Central European time.
One United.
2-1 United. I think Rasmus Højlund is gonna score a hat trick against Copenhagen, his old club. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Then we've got Group B, where Lens, how do you say?
Yeah, I think it's like that.
Play PSV for Eindhoven. Now, Lens obviously surprisingly beat
Awesome.
Arsenal 2-1. Oh, they're sitting 15th in the league. The last two games have been draws against Lille and Lav. Do they have? What do you make of this one? And PSV are flying at the moment, unbeaten in the next.
I still think, I think PSV are good in the Dutch league, but I don't think they can handle the Champions League. I think Lens will win, especially at home. That's like have a really nice home stadium, you know. Some really nice like whole fans and atmosphere there.
Yeah, bro, they have like hardcore fans everywhere. The game I watched when last played Arsenal, all the highlights, bro. You had like the ones on the horizontal side.
Yeah, like in front of the goal line. It's pretty cool, actually. You don't see that
Yeah,
often.
no, exactly. Because otherwise, it's always like in one part of the stadium, but there were flags everywhere, so that was pretty sick. I'm gonna say it's gonna be a draw. I think PSV are flying high. It's not gonna
That's
be.
also.
It's Lens, they take a draw. They can't lose, especially if they, if Sevilla, I think Sevilla win in the next, which we're going to discuss later, then yeah, Lens could be in big trouble. They don't want to go through. But I think it's a draw for me. I think PSV are flying, even without Noah Lang, who's been in pretty good form. They still have got Bakayoko, the Belgian right winger, who's been flying as well, scoring some good goals in the Eredivisie. And Lozano, who came back this summer. So and Luke de Jong, who's just really good with his head. So, I think it's gonna be a draw. I think it's gonna be 1-1.
Yes, that can also happen. I think it's going to be a tough game for this game.
Yeah. But they also have.
You said that you think Sevilla will beat Arsenal.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I thought you said that.
But they've got Elia Wahi, bro. Wahi could destroy PSV, bro. The way PSV defend is not good. Like, what's his name? Ramayo is so bad. And like, right in behind those centre backs is going to be a lot of space for him to fucking run in behind. So if PSV do lose, it's because of that. I just wanted to clarify. But you already went on to the next game, Sevilla, Arsenal. Managed by one of the goats, both teams, Unai Emery. Who do you think is going to
Who's managed by like in the past, you mean?
win? Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you think is going
I think Arsenal. I think Arsenal will win.
to win? They need to win as well. See, that's different now, which is annoying for Sevilla. But
No, I think Arsenal are at a point where they're a big team, and the team is experienced enough to know when they have to win, you know?
true. True. I back that. I think 2-0. The Sevilla weren't good. They are. Pr pr they probably also. They are a team that is normally kind of good in big games, despite the fact, they are not the best.
They're
In the
strong at
right
home as
now,
well.
13th. But
But
they against Real Madrid draw.
they've won one of their six games. Oh no, of the last seven games, they've won one.
Yeah. And then
They've
the
lost one,
draws.
and drawn five.
Yeah, and lost to Barcelona. Only with one goal though, and I think that was a lucky goal or something like that. I can't remember how that went, but it was
They're
one.
very they're good defensively at home.
So yeah, so it's gonna be tight. Maybe on the Siri picks one up. I think I'm gonna say 3-1 Arsenal.
I'm gonna say 2-0 Arsenal.
See Arsenal. Okay, moving on to Group C then. We got Braga, Real Madrid, your beloved Real Madrid facing against Braga. What are you saying?
I think it's going to be a 4-0 Braga.
Okay, I see that. I see that. Braga is obviously top team as well. Can't mess with them. They're currently sitting third in their group. But if you look at the team form, bro, win, 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 win. Loss against Napoli, loss against Valencia, win, draw, win, 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 win. So lots of W's.
No, but realistically speaking, I think Real Madrid will easily win this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 3-0 Real Madrid. I think Jude will score again because this is what Jude
I
does.
think Braga. I think Braga will still score there. I think maybe like a 3-1.
Also, on the topic of Real Madrid, I wanted to say, like, it's another. There was this weekend, right, when Vinicius again got racially abused. It is just disgraceful, and apparently it was a child as well, like a little
Yeah,
girl.
it was a kid, and then also like older people as well.
Oh, it's
Like it was
crazy.
more than one person, I think.
He's crazy because this guy has been racially abused now by so many teams. Was it Sevilla, Valencia as well last year? It's just so pity for him. And it just shouldn't be in the game, you know. So these people should just get a lifelong ban, and that child needs to go to like rehabilitation center to learn about
I
things
mean, the
that.
child just does what it sees, right?
It?
It just copies what it sees.
Yeah, no, that's why. If you go into a rehabilitation center, bro, you'll see the other side. And I don't understand what's the point in it, bro. Like, honestly. It kind of pisses me off, and I don't understand why people racially abuse another player or anyone in the world. This doesn't make sense in my head. But anyways, Berlin versus Napoli. Berlin play at home.
Oh,
0 points.
that's a tough game, you know.
Two losses. They were ahead.
Napoli don't have Osimhen.
No?
No, he's injured. He got injured
Who's
for like a
the
month
coach?
or something.
Giovanni Simeone.
Yeah, they do have Cholito. I think Napoli will also win this though.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a tough game, like a close game, but I think Napoli will win.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's gonna be 1-0 or 2-1, something along those lines.
Yeah, I feel like Union, you know,
Can't underestimate them.
but they're not ready for this kind of, I feel like,
Stage.
so many games
Yeah.
and like the competition.
And it's also shown, like, you know, in the league table, they're currently 15th. You know, they're really in bad form. You know, lost to Stuttgart, which is normal. Lost to Dortmund, which is normal. Gave away a 2-0 lead, I'm pretty sure, against Braga. They did. Lost to Hoffenheim.
They
They've
did, yeah.
the last time they won was in the 26th of August, bro. For the rest, they haven't drawn a single game. They've lost to Heidenheim. Hoffenheim, Real Madrid 1-0, which was unlucky. Could have been a draw. And yeah, it's just not looking good, bro. So Napoli win this one for me as well. And then the next one could be Inter Milan versus Salzburg. Now, Inter Milan are the new leaders in the Serie A. Well, 1 point after AC Milan failed to win against Juventus. That title race is looking exciting now. See?
Yeah, honestly, I think Juve are looking strong.
No, not
Kind
really.
of
Bro, Juve is
didn't
coming
expect
like a
them
10-point
to.
deduction again at the end of the season. Right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But they're not looking bad, you know. Like, it's kind of nice to see them do okay again, you know.
It nice? I don't know.
I'm not a Juve fan anyways.
No, fuck them. No, I'm joking. I like some players. I like Locatelli. I like Chiesa.
I like
I just look
Vlahovic. You know,
great.
he should have come to Atleti.
Yeah, but you have Lou Morata, bro.
That's true. We got the good.
Yeah. All right. So what are you saying? This one, Salzburg.
I think Inter at home are going to thrash Salzburg. It's going to be like 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. 4-0
Because
Inter.
I don't know if you watch your highlights or like. So, both the game against Benfica, They could have scored at least like five. Martinez missed like two one-on-ones. They hit the post, the crossbar, they got goals cancelled.
True. Then, well, Benfica, who I had really highly, who are still on 0 points
I told you
after
this group, I told you Real Sociedad were coming with
the
something.
turning point. This will be the turning point. Surely, has to be. Even though Di Maria's out.
Yeah, I don't, but Real Sociedad are really cooking though.
They are cooking. They are cooking. But it is. I don't know, man. That's
I'm
just
gonna go for a draw actually. I
like
think because it's away
Benfica,
from
the thing
home.
is though, the thing which is I'm 100% convinced by I think Real Sociedad will go through, and I've slightly disrespected them, and I think you're right. I don't think Benfica will go through.
I think
However,
it's gonna be a draw though, like a 1-1.
Benfica do need to win. If they do not win, they're pretty much out of the getting out of the group. You know, they just have to win.
Well, but they would still have three games left.
Yeah, but
Like
still, like
it's
you're
probably
playing.
match day three. Like it is still possible, but highly unlikely.
I don't think so. I think if you lose this, it's over. Realistically. Because the thing is, you're playing what, two games away after that? You play away, home, away again? Yeah, good luck, bro. And then you have to play Salzburg, you play Inter twice. So they're going to be motivated as well because they're probably going to lose twice. They're going to be motivated as well because they want to get into the Europa League. So, yeah, tough times for Benfica. But I hope they can get out. But it's doubtful. What's your score prediction for that one, anyways? Did I ask?
Yeah, I think 1-1 I said.
Ah, yeah, you said a draw. Yeah, I think 2-1 Real Sociedad.
Really, you're backing him now.
I've turned terribly. Unless Kocsis just starts shining, bro. I need him to shine. He's like
Yeah,
an
but
invincible.
the only reason you want Benfica to do well
It's because of
was
Kocsis.
because of Guendouzi.
Yeah, I need him to like start shining now. Like these 4 games, next 4 games, he just needs to start scoring goals, getting assists and shit. Because then his market value goes up, and we get 25% of the next sale. So come on, Orkin, we're rooting for you. Then we're going on to Wednesday, right? Wednesday is the most exciting one. We've got some good games Wednesday. Right.
We got
Thursday,
that
Tuesday.
6:45 kickoff at Group E.
Yeah, we do. I'll be there. I'll be there, sitting,
Nice.
and probably throwing my empty beer can, fill it up with piss, and then throw over to Sari because he loves our piss. No, I'm joking.
Will probably be on the way home from Rotterdam.
What?
Oh, class on Rotterdam Wednesday, you know, finished late.
Ooh,
So,
you gonna watch it?
probably.
We need to win. At least one or do need to win. I'm
I think
pretty
we
confident we
will. I
will
think we
win.
will.
Pretty confident we will win, especially at home.
I think it's going to be another, like, scruffy game, though.
You know what? I am right now, I'm actually the most confident I've ever been, and this is always wrong because whenever I'm really confident in the final, it normally doesn't tend to go that well. I was very confident against Roma. We lost. I was very confident against Roma again. We lost. So, but this is Lazio, you know, and we have Santi now.
But you
Improved.
have to work out with the final 10-15 minutes with Lazio. The last 10-15 minutes in the Champions League with Lazio, they scored against us, they scored against Celtic. Like they end the game strongly.
True, but not against us.
Well, against Atalanta, they scored in the 83rd minute to win the game.
Yeah. Honestly, they scored a goal against Atleti in the last minute. They beat
Goalkeeper.
Napoli. Did you just mention that? I don't know. It was Napoli. They did beat Napoli though. They beat
That
Atalanta
was so funny.
and Sassuolo. So they are in pretty good shape now because they weren't a while ago. They're now ninth in the table. But I'm pretty confident that the number two or the number three in the Dutch league can beat number nine in this area, especially at home, especially with the fans behind us, and especially after last year when we knocked them out at home. In the Europa League. So this is a feisty one. I'm not sure if they're going to be away fans, but I'm going to say 2-0 finals.
I'm gonna say 2-1 final.
Okay. Do you want to make predictions on who's going to score the goals?
Santi?
Two goals by Santi?
If he plays Santi scoring twice, yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably Santi twice. Or
If
Staines. Staines
Santi
has been on
doesn't play
fire.
though, if Santi doesn't play, it's gonna be a tough game.
No, we've got Ueda. Ueda is decent. Is decent.
But I think so. They have a very solid block as well, so I think like Staines may struggle a bit.
Yeah, maybe, but Staines has been on fire recently. Goal and
He
assist
has, he has.
against Vitesse as well. So his goal against Celtic as well, that free kick. Talking of Celtic play at home against Atletico Madrid. This is interesting. What are you saying?
I think we should win this one comfortably. Also, they released like a special shirt for Celtic because of like 50-year anniversary from, or like a thing that happened in Celtic. I think there's like an Intercontinental Cup. It's just like a black shirt with the old logo. A black, sorry, a red shirt with the old logo. It
I saw
looks very
it on
clean.
Instagram. Pretty sure.
Yeah. I think, especially after the 3-0 win, our players were able to get rested because of the red card for Zelda. Should be a good win, I think. Maybe like a 2-0, 3-0.
I think it's gonna be 4-0 that's coming because Celtic, I love their home and away kit. They are so gorgeous. Might have to cop one of them. But right now, they're not better than any of the other three in the league, and they've lost the other two games, so I can't see it happening. And I need Atletico to win twice as well, so that you're on like what 10 points. So you're pretty much.
Yeah, you know, I realized if we win off both our games and you guys win both these games, then we go on what 9 and 10 points,
Yeah, and then we would beat you, and then you beat
and then I
Atletico.
think if I'm not wrong, a draw
Seals it?
would seals it because even if Lazio win the last two games, we will be on 11 points.
And we'll be on 10.
Lazio, that you would be on 10 and Lazio would go to 10 as well. But I think
Goal
that goes
difference.
by head to head score and not goal difference. I'm not
Yeah.
sure.
But last year, I'm pretty sure it was goal difference. Was no, it was. It was it. It must have been because we lost 4-2 away from home. We beat Lazio 1-0 at home. So on the basis of that, surely that should. But anyway, I think it's still goal difference. I'm pretty sure it's only in the
Let me
league
check
goal
after
difference ahead.
all.
I'm not too sure. Moving on to Group F. Now, Group F, it always excites me. Newcastle, Dortmund. What are you saying?
Newcastle.
Newcastle. So
No,
good.
yeah, look, Yop. Teams that finish on points in the Champions League group stage games are first determined by head-to-head points. So if
Oh,
you beat Lazio twice,
yeah, it's
and
over.
we win both games, we go 10 and 9 points, and then a draw seals it, and we both go through.
Yeah. Or we beat you and then you beat Lazio. Also good. Because then you end on a win, no?
Yeah, but then we could just draw, and then we each beat win again, you know.
Sure.
But
Take it then a
it would be
5-4 draw, you
cool.
know what I'm saying? Like,
It would be cool, for example, because we're going to that game, the final game. We have like a 3-3 incredible game. Game finishes, we're both qualified.
it'd be so fucking dodgy. Because this is what could happen, you know. If this scenario does play through and we do beat Lazio twice and you beat Celtic twice, like the best
Just
thing is
like
to draw.
Oblak scores an own goal in the last minute.
Yeah, pass back by Hermosa and Oblak just fully misses the ball. Oh shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, goalkeeper scored against us. He's rough us. Oh no, what a shame.
Right, Newcastle to beat Dortmund 2-0, 3-0.
Yeah, no, I think they're gonna cook
Yeah.
them. I think it's gonna be 3-0.
Dortmund, yeah, they're not looking that solid anymore, are they?
Newcastle are on fire. They have like just something going about that team, you know.
They're cooking.
Yeah.
Let them cook with their oil money. People forget it's still oil money, right? So,
It's oil money, but they got trickier, so I can't hate.
yeah, true. Then the other oil company, football club is PSG against AC Milan. AC Milan lost a big game against Juventus this
Had
Sunday.
a red card, however.
Yeah, which was a red card, I think. I watched it, but
Yeah, it was a red card. But only 1-0
yeah.
and they got the red card in the first half. Like, that's not even bad.
Yeah. But Leao needs to start cooking, my boy. And then what a time to do against PSG. PSG, they're not looking that good again. They lost 4-1 against Newcastle. They beat Strasbourg 3-0 and Rennes 3-1. But for the rest, this is really what it comes down to. For both teams, place two, I think place two is for one of these teams. So
I
whoever
think it
wins
may be
these
another
double
one.
headers goes through, man.
No, I really think because the Milan is playing away from home, I think PSG will have the edge, but I think Milan is just playing better currently, so I think it's going to even out for a draw.
That'd be a good result for AC Milan. I think a draw for AC Milan would be good. I'm
Yeah.
gonna say 1-0. I'm gonna say Mbappe and Leao.
I'm gonna say 2-2.
And who to score?
I'll say Mbappe twice, and for Milan, I'll say I'll say one Diao, and one should be.
If Shrew doesn't have to go goalkeeping again.
What a guy, though.
Yeah, man, what a legend.
37 years old. Still cooking. Drew's 37.
Yeah, bro, he's crazy. Absolutely nut job. Moving on because I really need to piss as well. And you've got dinner soon.
Right.
RB Leipzig against Red Star Belgrade now. And for what is it? FC FK FC
Yep.
what are you saying?
I think it's going to be a draw.
Okay, 2-0 Leipzig, and you are saying a draw.
I think, but at least on the TikTok, the RB Leipzig and the Red Star Belgrade, they got some beef on TikTok, and it's kind of funny. And I think it's going to be Red Star. They're going to surprise.
They did surprise by scoring against City, I guess, and going 1-0 up.
No, and that's all. But then the thing is that City are far better than Leipzig.
True.
So I think if Red Star pull out a draw away from home, could get interesting in the group,
Yeah, no, very true. But it's not gonna happen. Young boys, say 6-0, say.
no, they're playing away from home. We'll say 1-3.
I think, I'm actually gonna go low scoring. I'm pretty sure they play on AstroTurf as well. So, the pitch is not gonna be in their favor. I'm gonna say 2-0 City. I don't think they're gonna score a bunch of goals because of the pitch. Barcelona, Shakhtar Donetsk. Now Shakhtar Donetsk just signed Marino Pusic from Feyenoord, the assistant manager. So that's lovely.
I saw that. I think Barca may struggle in this game,
They're playing at home.
but they have so many injured players.
True, and they weren't very convincing yesterday. Did you see?
You got De Jong injured, Koundé injured, Pedri, Rafinha, Lewandowski, Roberto, and Gavi is suspended.
Yeah, they maybe 2-1, 1-2 now. Yeah, they are still Barcelona, so expect them to win. 2-0.
Yeah, I still think they will win, but I think maybe closer than expected.
And then lastly, Porto away against. Who is it?
Antwerp.
Antwerp. Poor to win, though.
Yeah. I think a comfortable win as well. I think
Win 3-0,
they'll
three.
win 3-0, yeah.
So yeah, that's it. Not really any surprise results as far as I'm concerned that we see.
What are we saying, the man of the week or player of the week?
Well, it's Santi Begs too, and it has to be Sunny. Go.
I'm gonna go for Lautaro Martinez for Inter.
Okay. Maybe I might say Anthony Gordon for Newcastle because Dortmund is there.
Okay, interesting.
Okay. No, that was it. Unless you want to add anything.
No, not much more.
No? All right. Well, I hope everybody's going to enjoy the Champions League and enjoy this episode. Thank you very much, Sergio. Enjoy your dinner soon.
Thank
And
you.
we will see each other maybe this weekend. We need to start doing the, what's it, the weekend, the ones we did like back in the day, the week review, the weekend review, you know? Just sit down and review the weekend, and that was fun. We need to bring those back as well when we have time. Because there were some interesting results again this week. But enough ch chat. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Sergio, for being here. And like I said,
Thank
enjoy.
you, Adam.
No problem. And yeah, let's hope both teams win and win again and win and win and win and win. And yeah, that was it. Thank you. Ciao!